Thomas Merton, born January 31, 1915, and died December 10, 1968, was one of the most important religious thinkers and spiritual writers of the 20th century. He was a Trappist monk of the Abbey of Our Lady of Gethsemane in Trappist, Kentucky, just outside of Louisville, in the Bardstown area.
In December of 1848, a group of Trappists, in fact 43 of them, arrived from France. They came in at the Louisville Wharf, and we even know the name of the boat. It was the Martha Washington. And no sooner had they arrived than they decided that the most polite thing to do was to go to visit the old, ailing, aged, venerable bishop, who was Benedict Joseph Flaget, then resident at the cathedral rectory. So the 43 of them walked up the hill from the wharf and came as a group to greet the bishop. It must have been a remarkable sight there at Christmas time of 1848, and the venerable old man came out and blessed them. They left that day, headed to Bardstown, and founded the Abbey of Gethsemane, and later became famous because of the writings of Thomas Merton and others of his colleagues. Thomas Merton was a real phenomenon, and in Louisville we're pleased to claim him in a certain way. He used the expression one time in one of his writings that in some ways Louisville is my city. He came to Louisville, of course, often for medical visits. He used the library. He liked to hear jazz sometimes when he came into Louisville. Here's a wonderful quote we'd like to cite. "The only good thing about the trip was that we stayed 2 hours in the cathedral. It is the first time in years that I had a chance to pray 2 hours at a stretch," which is a funny comment when you think about it for a man who'd been in a monastery for the last 10 years. Merton was indeed a phenomenon, an international phenomenon, both in the church and in the world at large. Merton had been born in 1915 in France, grew up a child of talented parents, but a child who was also troubled in some ways, a child who pored over books, who was part of the age and the issues of his time. When he came to America in the 1930s, he was pretty much bummed out on life in general and religion in particular. He moved beyond that and entered the Catholic Church in the late 1930s while a student at Columbia University. I think that's one reason why Merton appeals to so many people, was that he had seen kind of intellectual chaos from inside and found his way beyond to something else, to new possibilities. He was a correspondent of Martin Luther King and was deeply involved in the civil rights movement in his writings and his concerns, so that many of the seminal people of that era beat a path to Merton's door or else wrote significant letters to him and got significant letters back. Merton then, by the time of his death in 1968, was known as a leader of intellectual life and leader of social concern, and a leader who was deeply involved in bringing deeper understanding and mutual nurture among the various religions of the world.
To learn more, consider a visit to the Merton Center at the top floor of the library in Bellarmine University to see its displays and installations on Merton, Our Lady of Gethsemane Abbey, where he resided as a monk for many years, is just south of Louisville in Trappist, Kentucky. A visitor's center welcomes those wanting to learn more about Merton and the work of the Abbey. Directions for these destinations are available at the parish offices.